Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 44. During the reigns of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed or conquered. It will crush all these kingdoms into nothingness, and it will stand forever. Thanks to God's help, Daniel was able to tell King Nebuchadnezzar what he had dreamed and then interpret that dream as well. He said there would be four kingdoms, all of which gave an impression of strength, but would fall. However, at the same time, God was establishing his own kingdom, which would last forever. Through the years, people have wanted to identify the four kingdoms, and there have been lots of candidates. That is not the point of the dream. The point is that when God establishes his kingdom, it will endure. History is in God's hands. Through the centuries, there's been a long succession of seemingly all-powerful kingdoms. They were militarily strong, they shaped powerful cultures, and they dominated their people's thinking. It was inconceivable that they could ever come to an end, but they did. Nebuchadnezzar's dream revealed that God's kingdom is greater than any human kingdom and will ultimately win. No one should despair when facing up to one of the world's empires. Strong as they might seem, God's kingdom is greater. As we look at the problems of our modern world, these words should be an encouragement to us. There's much that's commendable about our world, but much also that is oppressive and broken. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we pray for the coming of the kingdom of God, and we should do so with confidence and conviction. As we live in line with God's will, we see his kingdom slowly but surely emerging here on earth as it is in heaven. However terrible the day's news, we should not despair, because the kingdom that God is establishing will last forever. So let me ask you a question. In what way does it encourage you to know that history is in God's hands? And now let me pray with you. Loving Father, we worship you because history is in your hands. We thank you that your kingdom is coming here on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like... Wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.